531. Pacific Media Network News at 6. Kia rana and bulawiraka. I'm Tauru Kirongo. The Ministry of Health says there are 11 deaths due to COVID-19 today. 466 people are in the hospital with the virus, and there are 3,805 new cases of COVID-19 in the community. The 7-day rolling average of community case numbers has dropped today compared to last Friday. And dozens of firefighters and supporters hit the streets of South Auckland today in support of their industrial dispute. They went on strike for 1.5 hours this morning over pay and conditions. Senior firefighter Owen Patti says they feel they've been backed into a corner and have nothing left to do.
A lot of us are not really happy to be here at this situation. We were hoping that Fiends will probably come on board, and unfortunately we've had to do what we're doing today just to fight for better conditions.
Fire and Emergency New Zealand says it's disappointing the firefighters' union took the action and they had contingencies in place during the one-hour strike. A second strike is scheduled for the 26th of August. A man has been charged with murder over the death of another man in the suburb of Otahu overnight, and the man charged, who is 34, appeared in court today. Detective Inspector Warwick Atkins says police were called to Jane Cowie Avenue just after 8 o'clock. They provided first aid to a man, but he died at the scene. And economists say the Māori Party's idea to scrap GST from food would not help struggling families. The co-leader of the Māori Party, Raubiri Waititi, says he hopes taking GST off food could help solve the cost of living crisis. Removing the 15% tax could see a 2-litre bottle of Anchor Blue Top go from $5.02 down to $4.37. However, Infometrics economist Brad Olsen says getting rid of the GST would only provide short-term relief to struggling families.
You know, changing around the GST system, it's one, very inefficient, it creates a huge amount of administrative costs, and it still doesn't get to the crux of the issue that some people struggle to pay their bills around food, and if they need support, they should get that support directly rather than tinkering with the tax system.
Auckland mayoral candidate Whanaunga Official Collins has launched his policy plan on climate change with a focus on preserving the city's natural environment. Whanaunga says he'll look to improve waste management systems and help clean up Auckland's beaches, streams and coastlines. Elijah Fafiu has more.
Whanaunga Official Collins says iwi, local communities and ecological volunteer groups should be supported to improve the quality of Auckland's inland and coastal environments. He wants to partner with businesses to reduce privately managed waste, which accounts for 80% of the city's waste, in an effort to reach zero waste by 2040. Whanaunga also says he'll support a food scraps collection to be expanded across Auckland to reduce waste to landfill, as well as a focus on reducing the council's own waste. He's advocating for council to use eco-friendly building materials in council facilities and reintroduce an environmentally friendly inorganic collection to enable resources recovery.
Meanwhile, Auckland mayoral candidate Viv Beck says she's not too fazed about the exit of fellow mayoral candidate and restaurateur Leo Molloy from the race last week. The Heart of the City chief executive is feeling the pressure, or isn't feeling the pressure either, having come third in the latest Courier poll. She remains tight-lipped on who she'd like endorsement from.
Well, I think it's been helpful to get the centre-right endorsement. I think it is helpful to have, an organisation that is providing that endorsement, and I think it would depend on what the endorsement was.
And voting opens 16th of September until the 8th of October. The director of a new production of the famous play Dawn Raid says it's important for Pacifica to tell their own stories. Troy Tu'ua is directing the revival of Oscar Keitley's play about the Dawn Raids in the 1970s.
It's really important that we tell our own stories, and I'm so glad that we've got the platform to do that, and I can't wait for our people to come and see it.
Actor Michael Falesiu, who plays Sione, says he didn't realise how close to home this story is.
A lot of my family and ancestors and friends have been affected or impacted
by this daunting time of New Zealand history.
And the show runs at the ASB Waterfront Theatre in Auckland until the 3rd of September. And to sports, the PIC Steelers welcome back their three All Blacks for tonight's clash against defending champions Waikato in Pukekohe. Prop Nipo Laulala and loose forward Dalton Papali'i and Hosking Sututu will start their first match of the Bunnings Warehouse MPC. Laulala starts at prop, giving skipper Sekope Kepu a break this week. And that's news at 6. For more, you can visit pmnnews.co.nz.